Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Has really thrown this curveball that says that, well, vaccination is the number one gold standard, that we need to, you know, bring back our masks for schools. So the bottom line is, we're going to keep kids safe, we're going to keep our members safe, and we're going to try to open up schools, and we're going to try to move through this political battlefield.
That's the boss of government schools, Randy Weingarten, on today, the day the Lord has made as a gift for us and an opportunity for us to rejoice. We have unique sets of responsibilities, like taking a stance of resistance, as we've talked about, but also sometimes to take a breath and to welcome some of our more laid-back friends who just will come on and tell us beautiful, beautiful things in beautiful, docile tones in a laid-back methodology.
I'm back, broadcasting from our sidewalk shack, constructed this morning outside of our East Lake Radio studios.
I don't understand why we're not laser focused on the basics of educating kids.
Here we go. Jeez. Three, two, one, zap him.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, man.
Whoa, holy criminy. That is really,
man, I can't wait for next Friday now.
Oh, we got away from the bungee jumping.
I think I like the bungee jump better than the getting tased one, if I have a choice. But well, it's your show. I'm just part of that world.
Okay, got it. Well, it's my show-ish, but we'll talk about that later. Okay. Welcome back, my friends. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. It's great. This is a great way to go into the weekend every week.
Now, you know, when you were a young man,
I prefer to put it in Billy Joel terms. When I wore a younger man's clothes. Okay. All right, go ahead.
When you were wearing some young dude's clothes.
That sounds it's kind creepy.
It's kind of a David Bowie turn on Billy Joel. When you wore a young dude's clothes, you were an 18-wheel truck driver for years. And did you ever meet Joe Biden when you were both driving truck?
Yeah, we were breaker. And I would talk to Joe on the CD, you know, CB, the CB radio, and we get into long philosophical conversations. But I would always try to talk politics with him. He always wanted to talk about sniffing hair. And that just creeped me out too.
I am wondering what it's like to be someone paid money to prop that figurehead up. When he's saying that, and they're going, there's no spinning. The only thing you do at that point, Dory, and if you guys don't know, Joe Biden said, I was an 18-reel truck driver with my son, my dead son, Bo, who used to be a chimpanzee, and we went around the country and we solved crime. And, Dory, you've been in the media business, around the political business. Just what do you think was the biological reaction in the lungs and heart rate of the young staffers watching figurehead explain that he was Greg Evigan and moving on?
Right. Well, first of all, they already put the spin plan in place because Jen Psaki was asked that at the White House the next day. When did Joe drive an 18-wheeler? He said at the Mac plant that he did. And it was revealed, she said, that according to a Wilmington, Delaware newspaper in 1973, this is true, Joe rode in an 18-wheeler.
Wait, so he was Bear and BJ and the Bear. So I misspoke. My dead son, Bo, was not a monkey. I was, and that's a chimpanzee. They're primates, not monkeys.
Then they asked Jen Psaki, they said, well, he said he drove one. Riding one's not driving one. And then she said, well, he did drive a school bus. And they said, well, school buses only have four wheels. So here's the thing. I don't know if this is just another of a lie, the long list of lies that Joe Biden tells, because, of course, he was booted out of one presidential race back when he was far more coherent for plagiarizing.
You
for
mean,
stealing.
No, let me step in when yes. he was coherent.
When he
you
was
said far
coherent.
More.
Yes, okay, got it.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Fair
yeah.
distinction. So, but he got booted out of a race for plagiarizing. So I don't know if he's just a liar still, or if there is in the fog of Joe Biden, if he actually believes that he did drive an 18-wheeler once. I don't know which is the truth, and either one, it's scary. But I did find out that when he was driving his 18-wheeler, that Corn Pop, not Bear, it was Corn Pop who was riding shotgun.
Okay, good. So they made up because Joe went on with the tire chain and said, look, we can be friends or I'll beat you with tire chains.
Yes.
Okay. And then
he always hired a kid to smooth his leg hair while he was driving.
All right, one thing, though, about this that just occurred to me the other day is we have Joe Biden saying, I drove an 18-wheel. Well, actually, it was a unicycle with 18 people on it, but that's basically 18 wheels. We have that, and then we have Rochelle Walensky, who said 6 weeks ago, Dory, to Rachel Maddow, we're sure, 2 weeks after you receive your gene therapy, pardon me, take two, 2 weeks after you receive your mRNA injection vaccine, you can take your mask off. Now she's saying, don't you dare take your mask off or we can't reopen the schools. It occurred to me, I can't tell the difference between Joe Biden's dementia. My son Bo was invented Switzerland and these people who are running our public health. That's scary.
Yeah, it is. And have you heard the 2-minute Anthony Fauci montage on masks?
Oh, wait, who are you talking to? I am the Fauci impersonator of all impersonators. Well, yes.
But it's even better when he's actually saying it. Because, have you played that?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, we've played it. Yeah.
Now, let's. I got all these angry people who said, well, no, his no mask thing were all from early last year, and he's learned a lot since then. And the truth is that a lot of the you don't have to wear a mask again were from just a few months ago when he said, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And he has gone back and forth dozens of times on masks. And each one he has said, this is definitive. This is final. This is the best science. It's just all such a scam, Todd. It really, in all seriousness, it's unbelievable what a scam this is. I believe in the vax. I do not believe in mandatory vaccination. And for some reason, that seems to make people's heads explode.
Yeah, and I don't believe in the mRNA injections for most people. I think there's some people that there's a mathematical chance it might be effective somewhat for a short period of time. You and I differ on that. Let me just play one thing, then we get to a game with you. Then we need to get to the Seattle stuff. You guys around the country, please bookmark this moment. You're about to hear the result of Life Under the Party. It's only Dory can communicate this. Let's play a little game, you and I. Okay. You are a dad, because I know you have your son on your show often, your fake son.
My fake son, Johnny, comes on.
Right.
We talk about world issues, yes.
All right, so I want you to imagine that your fake son, Johnny, has he's been in anaphylactic shock from eating peanuts. And just about his heart swelled up and he couldn't breathe. And he was saying, and I can't do your fake son's voice, but he was saying, Daddy, am I going to die? And so can you say that in your fake son's voice?
Daddy. Am I going to die?
And then you say, no, son, because Dr. Fauci's here. Okay. All right. Now, you, Dory, you come to me. I'm Dr. Fauci, and your son is recovered and he can breathe again. And you come in and you ask him, what are your recommendations? So you're asking Dr. Fauci. I'll be Dr. Fauci. You come to me and you say, what are your recommendations for my son, Johnny?
Okay. Dr. Fauci, I'd like to introduce you to my son, Johnny, and he can breathe again. His throat had seized up, but Johnny asked if he could ask you a question.
Yes, yes, of course.
Dr. Fauci, what should I do in the future? I don't want to die from a peanut.
Well, now that your heart and lungs have recovered and your throat is a normal size, just go eat more peanuts.
Yeah. Okay. But Daddy, you told me I shouldn't eat peanuts anymore.
I know,
well,
Johnny.
Daddy,
that man's just crazy. We're going to keep the peanuts away from you.
Your daddy is
Daddy's
a bitter clinger. He's clinging to life and scientific fact. He did this. People's hearts swelled up. Their kids' hearts swelled up. Pericarditis, the sac around the heart. Myocarditis, the heart. Fauci's like, well, once they get back to normal, shoot them up some more. All right, now we're going to do the thing where we change the tone and tenor.
Quite a bit of radio theater there.
Love that.
And I know your listeners aren't going to believe this. That was unrehearsed.
I know.
I know. It's hard
weird.
To believe. It's hard to imagine.
It is. Change in tone and tenor, a phrase inspired by my friend, and I found out now, occasional listener of the radio show, John Curley. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Seattle madness for the rest of the country's information. Right after we Zori Monson's with us, noon to 3 on Car Radio. You have been this week interviewing and talking with sheriffs in Washington State because of the new law here, which is going to sweep the country with Democrats and the hard left and the party seeking to disempower sheriffs and law enforcement. So tell my listeners about what you've learned this week.
Well, I had to take a new tone because I do have a lot of Democrats who listen to my show, and I'm not in the business of insulting my listeners. So I've tried to restrict a lot of my comments about what's happened to our region to the radical left, but I can no longer do that because I predicted back last January when this bill was being debated the chaos that would ensue. It is a bill that is putting more restrictions on cops in Washington State than in any state in the country, and I have lots of examples, but I'll give you just a couple. In Kennewick, there was a woman who came out of her apartment holding a kitchen knife in each hand. She started advancing on the cops. Ordinary course of business. 1 week ago, they would have hit her with beanbags and been able to take her down, and then the cops could have gotten close enough to tase her. Everything would have been over. But they can't do that now because, even though the legislation says we want you to use less lethal like beanbags, they say beanbags in the legislation, but then they banned guns 50 caliber or larger. Those are the guns that fire beanbags. And so the cops don't have that option available anymore. So they had to back off. The woman slashed three tires on police cars, walked down the sidewalk. They still can't get close enough to taser because you're in that 21-foot zone when somebody's got a knife. She walks into two businesses, and finally she crawled under a car. Then they were able to tase and subdue her. Oh, she had broken out a window and thrown dishes at officers, too. Cops couldn't do anything until 45 minutes after the rampage started. They could have stopped it in moments if they had all their tools available. And then the other one was in Puyallup. Two nights ago, South Hill of Puyallup, a Kohl's parking lot, a guy was murdered. Nobody saw anyone pull the trigger, but they did see a young man with black pants, black shirt, running away from the murder scene. The cops, armed with that information, they came out. They responded really quick. They had a canine unit. The canine had picked up the scent. They're ready to go. But they couldn't pursue because they didn't have probable cause. It could have been just a friend running away. It's unlikely. Could have been just a jogger coincidentally running by a murder scene. Very unlikely. It was probably the murderer. But they didn't have probable cause. And the only way you can exert force, and when a dog goes after a suspect, that is a use of force. The only way you can use any force now is if you have probable cause first. As of a week ago, you could chase somebody, you could bring them down if you suspected they might have pulled the trigger, and then you could question them, and in the course of that questioning, you develop probable cause. But bizarrely now, they have to have probable cause before they can even chase somebody if it involves a use of force. So they had to call it off, the dog couldn't pick up the scent, and a murderer is running around free on this Friday morning because of Democrats in our legislature and their Democratic voters. It was a straight party line vote. No other state in the country, the other 49 states, still allow the police to do their job. Washington is a state of chaos, and the word is spreading among criminals around the country. Wow, heroin and meth are legal in King County. You can shoplift, and you won't get punished, so you can buy goods for your drugs, that you can fence for your drugs, and the police are restricted to do anything with us now. So people know the pipeline's out there, and we're going to see some real hard criminals coming into this state because of Democrats in the legislature and their voters. It's one of the most shameful laws, not one of, this might be the most shameful law I have ever seen passed in the 26 years I've been covering these sort of things.
Zori Monson's with us, Car Radio, friend of mine, the top of the talk radio charts for almost three decades. I would just say this. I want to add some balance to the conversation, Dory. I want to make sure that we have some respect for some of the progress that's been made.
We do have a law against apple juice with Happy Meals.
True.
And so that's, I don't know how many lives that's saved. Right. And then we also have outlawed high-end gaming systems. So Dell has stopped shipping.
I mean, I was going to talk about that on my show this afternoon.
Dory, these are some significant steps forward as a society. Then I would also say this. There may be record rapes, murders, sex trafficking up 2,000%, the return of trench diseases, unexpected spikes in ocular syphilis and HIV, et cetera. And hepatitis. And there's, you know, the tuberculosis showing up in the woke masks and all that. But I'll tell you this, my friend. You're not going to see a drinking straw in downtown Seattle. So
such great point. I'm going to steal some of that for my show this afternoon.
Yeah, let's just bring some balance, please.
Right. Yeah, we can't use a plastic bag at the grocery store or fast food place.
Well, you got that. I mean, bring some balance. That's all I'm saying. And then at least look, if you ever feel in danger in downtown Seattle, there are some things you can do. Dory, I know that you go to our mutual friends, West Coast Armory North, and you got some learnings on tactical shooting, defensive shooting, cutting the pie. They probably taught you that the first night. Yep. All that. I've heard you talk about pepper spray with your girls, but there is this, that if you feel unsafe in downtown Seattle, simply go to the King County Courthouse.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Tell my listeners.
That news broke as we were on the air yesterday that a vagrant, they have this plaza adjacent to the King County Courthouse that has hosted a tent encampment for years. It's a horribly dangerous. It's a drug camp, yes. Yeah. But a few weeks ago, a man who had just come up here from Louisiana to start a new chapter in his life, his mom said.
That's good.
Now, he came up here because this is the best place in the country to be a drug addict. So he comes, he goes straight to that homeless camp at the King County Courthouse, and he gets stabbed to death. And then they've told everybody who works at the courthouse to enter and leave from the doors as far away from the encampment. So we're truly letting the inmates run the asylum here in Seattle. And then yesterday, a vagrant walks through the metal detector past security guards, goes into a bathroom, and attempts to rape a 7-month pregnant woman who screamed, and Good Samaritans came in and helped her, and they were able to catch the guy. He got out of jail 5 days earlier. He had been in for sexual improprieties, for attacking sexually random women in Pioneer Square in 2019. And they let this guy out, and he goes straight back to doing what he does, and that's sexually attacking women. It is infuriating. And what we're going to see, Todd, since the cops can't do their jobs, since the crime's on the street, I don't want this, but we're going to start seeing vigilantism in our state. I'm convinced of it. And that is going to be the natural byproduct extension. I'm making that prediction right now. That's going to be what's next. And then everybody's going to decry that and say that they don't want this to be the wild, wild west. Well, it already is. And so that'll be the next wave, is people defending themselves against all the criminals that our politicians have turned free.
I'm sure you saw Danny at the paper, Danny Westneed, I call him Danny at the paper. He has boiled down the problem in Seattle to saying that they're going to fire cops. That's the extent of it. That's it. Right. His entire column, that's the problem. That said downsize cops. Nothing else that you've mentioned and that you've tracked for years on your show. We got like 15 seconds for you to do a tease. I'm going to give you a countdown. Okay. This is how it's done. Dory's going to do this without looking at a clock in 15 seconds. In 3, 2,
pressure on me. Okay, we're going to talk about not only critical race theory in the schools this afternoon, but also the fact that Washington is one of only 6 states in the country mandating masks back on the kids at school. It's an outrage, and I'm all over it, starting at high noon on 97.3.
There it is. Dory Monson joins us every Friday. No, you have about 17 seconds. We'll review it later, but you know what? I could take out breaths. I'll take out breaths in post-production.
Yeah, and squeeze it. Breath.
Got it.
Take out breaths and squeeze it.
Go with God, good grace. Thank you, Dory.
See you, gang.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
You can also email us, therman at ktth.com. It's against the rules to say that countries are approaching anything totalitarian if it's related at all to Nazism. You're not to do that. And the thing that people say is, well, they put people in train cars and went to exterminate them. Exactly. That's not happening right now. It may never happen here. God willing, it never does. Right? That's not happening. So I understand people's reluctance to make that comparison. We don't have an Adolf Hitler. That's not happening. So I understand people's reluctance to make that comparison. The problem is that these things began somewhere. We have a unified media pushing a shut your mouth, do what the party says. Unified around the world when it comes to the COVID flu and so-called social justice and whiteness. We have the targeting of a class of people by race. White people are the problem. If there were no white people, there would be no problems. We have the sexualization of children to make them craven, distracted, just busy having sex all the time, which was what Weimar Republic stuff. We have that. We have a gross spending orgy. We have that. Then we have this, the empowering of crazy people. I consider this person, Matt Thompson, who considers himself to be neither he nor she, they, them, I consider him crazy, dangerously crazy. And yet, and that's my opinion, and yet he is giving speeches at the He's a graduate student, study student at the London School of Economics. He wrote a paper and gave a presentation where, where he expressed a desire to put a knife to the throats of what he considers transphobic women and make them beg for mercy. He is given a platform at the London School of Economics.
We go unnoticed right up until the moment they scream for mercy. Am I a threat to you? Do I send chills down your spine? Picture this. I hold a knife to your throat and spit my transness into your ear. Does that turn you on? Are you scared? I sure hope so.
It's from the London School of Economics, where he will get a degree. People like that are being empowered. They're being shown by the party. We will force people to play along with your delusions of grandeur and your psychoses of being neither man nor woman. Thankfully, there are people in the LGB community who are standing up against that. So we're not to talk about any comparisons that could lead to totalitarian paths. We're not to. I will, because I have to. Let's get to the text messages at 800-465-8770. Just Bob. Hey, Todd, Danny from the paper. This is the columnist at the Seattle Times, Danny Westneat, who says the sole problem with crime in Seattle is the Seattle City Council said they were going to fire cops. Danny from the paper also failed to mention the heroin hobo street bazaar and stolen goods market on 3rd and Virginia. Find bargains galore. No taxes, no regulations, no cops. Low, low prices of the items they stole from your business or home just last week. Amazing. The Seattle Marxist version of capitalism. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. There's so much that Danny didn't mention. He mentioned perhaps the least important thing. We're going to downsize cops. Well, how about charging them with murder for trying to not get bitten by a drug-addled person allowed to run wild on the streets? From Jane. Hey, Todd, listening this morning live, heard you call the cops and schools and teachers if they teach the porno sex ed. What if you send your child to school with no mask and they try to mask the child? Should we call the police for child abuse? They're putting the hands on the child apart from an emergency. Yes, you should call the police. You should charge them with assaulting your child. You should make the courts decide. You should put it in front of the cops. You should demand a restraining order. We have got to start making these people live in the world they're creating for others. On the topic of the COVID, losing Salt Lake City. Todd, have you been looking into the Novavax vaccine at all? They say it's a more traditional vaccine. No, I don't need a vaccine for the COVID flu. I don't take a vaccine for the flu, and I've never gotten the flu. So, no, I'm not looking into it because I am not afraid of the COVID flu. I've looked at the math. In the odds, if I become sick with it, I want now the ivermectin math protocol. Ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D, there's something else, and I'm forgetting what it is, that they include in that. If I became sick, I'd want that. If I became desperately sick, I'd want the antigens. In fact, I'd take the antigens now, although I believe I've had the COVID flu. Highlander writes, Todd, I wish you would start pronouncing Kamala Harris's name correctly. It's not Cammy, it's Commie. Please get this right going forward. We'll be watching, and we don't want to have to force you to force us to force you. Oh, just like Governor Cuomo, the thug of New York. CrossFit Country Boy. This is where they say all your vaxes won't work on Delta. Mask up, get a booster as they throw Trump warp speed under the bus. In my humble opinion, could you revisit Tom Rudge, duct tape, and the coded color-coded terror alerts to coincide with the election cycles? Yeah, we will do that. We will revisit all that because, CrossFit Country Boy, they intend to do it again this election cycle. They intend to amp the panic back up this election cycle. We can't have people leaving their houses to vote or doing vote by mail because if they leave their house, the COVID will shave all their hair leg and then the kids can't touch their hair legs. And that just, I like that touching of the hair legs.
Shade seeker. Question, why is the term mandates acceptable? I'm sure the crazy left will soon figure out this term is sexist, racist, or some form of white privilege. That is a strong point. Sole proprietor. New COVID Delta outbreaks. Well, I'm sure this has nothing to do with trucking illegal COVID positive illegal immigrants all over the country and dumping them here and there. Now, what are you crazy? They can't spread the COVID. They're intersectional allies. Let me do this. Wrap up the text messages. Let me bring on Brady Bones onto the program real quick. Brady has been filling in all this week for Alex. Brady, I think you told me, Brady, you said you're 23. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm 23.
I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you that I am extraordinarily impressed with your work ethic, your attention to detail. I've really enjoyed visiting with you. And I really get enthusiastic when I hear about young people and experienced young people doing an incredible job. Do you think your generation gets a fair shake from us oldsters?
I mean, that depends on the industry that you go into, I would say. Like, you go into radio, yeah, there's a lot of more, I would say, older adult hosts, and board ops are more kind of the younger side. And if you go into sports, it's the exact opposite. It's they want young professionals, not older professionals. So, like, it all depends on the industry you go into.
So are you saying that sometimes people age out of sports radio?
Maybe not sports radio, especially if you have a history of in being in a sport. But if you're just somebody trying to get into the sports radio industry and you don't have much experience playing a sport or you don't really care about sports, you're not going to go far.
Okay, let me shift gears and ask you one personal question on behalf of listeners to the program whose kids play baseball. You were a very accomplished baseball pitcher. What do you think is the most important thing to concentrate on if you have a kid who says, I want to go to the next level as a pitcher? What do you concentrate on if you had to pick one thing in the mental game and one thing in the physical game?
Physical game, just keep on the grind. You never want to stop working out, even if it's just light workout and conditioning, as long as you're keeping up with it. You're going to be able to maintain your progress. If it's for the mental aspect, as a pitcher especially, that's half the game is mental. I would say don't let something get to you right away. Like if you give up a hit, who cares? You give up a home run, I give up a home run, who cares? You could get the next three guys out and you're out of the inning with one run. And that's impressive.
So I've heard the greats say get good at forgetting. I think that's a good thing. Get amnesia. The last play doesn't exist. The last game doesn't exist unless it was a win.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for doing a terrific job this week, Brady.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Todd Emmer Show will continue to wrap up the week of the personal next right here.
down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, many truisms I admire, being someone who makes a portion of my living using words, thoughts, and sharing them with you. The truism, you are what you do when no one else is looking, is an underappreciated truism. There was a street through Spokane Valley. Back in the day, it didn't yet have the development it does now. And if you know Spokane Valley at all, it's houses and stores and roads and stores and houses and schools. And at that time, it was sparse number of houses in a field. In fact, the sheriff still rode horse to patrol some of those times because the roads weren't yet developed in the area. And where they were pretty bad, if you want to call them roads. The cars were such that they didn't do great on roads like that. They didn't have four-wheel drive. And that house is built by hand by German immigrants who used farming equipment to dig out a basement. Most of the houses there didn't have basements, but they wanted a basement so they could store their vegetables and have a root cellar of sorts. And one generation later, there was a man who sat in the kitchen, and he didn't know that my mother was watching him. She had just begun dating his son, my father, and they were going to go out for a date. And my mother walked up to the house and knocked, and no one answered. And it was one of the late night dances after the football game. So she knocked again, and no one answered. And so she made her way in to knock on my father's door and go to the dance. And she happened by the kitchen. And in the kitchen was my grandpa, wife recently died, mending socks. A man who dropped out of school in the ninth grade, but later went on to found banks and utility companies. And to his great and enormous pride, to put all his children through college, which he insisted they do, even if they didn't want to. He didn't know he was being watched mending socks. He never talked about it. He never mended them in front of people, but he was a father caring to his kids in the way a post-depression father would. We are what we do when no one is watching. Recently, a woman that I've met, talked to on occasion, and I know to be a nice and kind and welcoming woman, won her age group for the CrossFit Games. Her name is Tia Vassar. I happened by her gym once. The gym was closed, and it was in a very early morning. And I was going to go for a run, drove by the gym to stop and just get a quick cup of coffee. The place, I need more caffeine. You know me and my caffeine. And there was a light on in the gym, and there was a person practicing rope climbs and deadlifts at 5:50 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And it stuck my head in just enough to see that it was Tia. 5:50 in the morning on a Sunday morning. Up the ropes, down into the deadlifts. And incidentally, that was one of the workouts that she did when she won the CrossFit Games. I know her to be also a teacher and someone who is extremely welcoming of people who are not going to be her caliber of athlete. She was in there working on her craft when no one else was watching. We are what we do when no one else is watching. A friend of mine who for years has owned a family business that he bought from his father, and it's an entertainment business. It's family entertainment, so physical fun for families together. And I happened to be in the area of the business, and this is during the medically useless, deadly, politically motivated lockdowns. So I went by to see if anyone was there just by happenstance to pop in and say hello. And I walked around to the office window because no one was answering the front door, but I saw his car out front and knocked on the office window. He opened the door and we visited for a bit. I didn't mention what I saw on his computer screen. It was a spreadsheet. And he was trying to figure out how he would continue to pay his people during the lockdown. This was on a Saturday night at about 9 o'clock. And no one was watching him do that. I only know he was doing it because I've made those same decisions. And I recognized the work he was doing on his spreadsheets. You are what you do when other people aren't looking. The other day I got horribly frustrated with a guy driving really slow. It's a 65 mile per hour road. And he was driving at about 45 miles per hour. And there's only one place to pass. And I got really frustrated because, man, I needed to get home. I had important things to do. And we came up to a stoplight. And I looked and the man was crying. Older man was crying. I don't know why, but I know no one was watching me rage and judge the man because he was driving slow. Well, God was watching. There's always someone watching what you're doing when no one else is watching. You're there. I'm a person of faith. I'm a Christ follower. I believe God is there. You are what you do when other people aren't watching. Man, I can't tell you the number of prayers we said for our family and our daughter when we went through the tremendous challenge. There were friends of ours who prayed for us. Probably 25 friends when no one was watching. Sometimes they prayed alone. Sometimes they prayed as a team. And we had the occasion to share with our daughter at an event 6 months ago or so. These are the faces of the people who prayed for us through that journey. And she said, I wish I'd known. And I said, you know what? I think you did. This is the Todd Herman Show. We are every weekday 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. live on the Pacific Coast. We're on podcasts everywhere. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.